Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for another day in our lives. We thank you for your protection over us. We thank you for your light that shines upon our path. We thank you for your leading. We thank you, Lord, for the counsel that we get from you. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. And we say, hallowed be your holy name. Thank you for all manners of battles that you have been fighting for us, and the victory that you have wrought for us. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation of souls. Thank you for having redeemed us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into your marvelous light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Everlasting Father, we thank you for all the previous broadcasts. We thank you for those souls that have been won to your kingdom. We thank you for those who are walking behind the scene to make sure that people can listen to this broadcast all over the world. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, Lord. Father, Jehovah God, today, Lord, let your word go forth. Let it bring forth salvation. Let it bring forth healing. Let it bring forth deliverance. Let it draw us closer to you than never before. Thank you, Father. Glory be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I'm always excited to be with you to share the good news, the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. To tell you how good, how loving, how caring this God I serve is. And I pray as you listen today, the Lord will touch you. You will experience the power of the Most High. It will take you higher and higher beyond your widest imagination. It will perfect that which concerns you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we are talking about a faith that soars. And indeed, your faith will soar even as you listen to this message. You begin to have mountain-moving faith. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 9. And I'm going to read from verse 18. And whenever he seizes him, he throws him down. And he foams and grinds his teeth and become rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out. And they were not able. And he answered them, O faithless generation. How long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me. And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground, and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, it has often cast him into fire, and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything, but by prayer and fasting. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, when you look at this situation, this man was, some of the things we can get from this situation, there was a problem. The child was convulsing. The child was tormented by evil spirit. And I pray for you this day, any manner of torment of the enemy concerning you, concerning any member of your household, I command them to be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus, we speak for you. It will avail for you in the mighty name of Jesus. This man, he ran to the disciples who cannot heal the child. He went to meet the disciples of Jesus, but they could not do it until he went to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. His faith began to wane due to not getting answers to his prayer. Maybe you have been praying, you have visited many men of God, and indeed nothing seems to happen. You are wondering, where is this God? But brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the God I serve, he does not sleep, he does not slumber. There is absolutely nothing he cannot do. He is the Almighty God. With men, it can be said to be impossible. But with my God, absolutely nothing is impossible with him. Your situation will not be impossible with him in the mighty name of Jesus. You might have waited. You might have tarried for a long time. But bear in mind, brothers and sisters, that with God, nothing is impossible. He has done it in the past. He will do it for you too. He will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow. He will make way for you even where they have said there are no way. Every bad report that you have received, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will turn them around for your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. The child even convulsed when he was with our Lord Jesus Christ. What an interesting thing. Brothers and sisters, the enemy may try. They may try, but at the end of the day, the Lord will make you victorious. You may weep throughout the night, but in the morning, joy will come. Joy will come, and your morning is about to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Your sorrows will be turned to joy. The Lord will remove that pain. He will remove those afflictions in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. This boy, when he was brought to our Lord Jesus, the Bible said he fell down, and even they thought that he was dead. Oh, they never knew the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. That power was released unto that boy, and he came back to life. Brothers and sisters, that situation that appeared dead, that marriage that appeared dead, the Lord will bring them back to life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Know and believe that God can do all things. Do not doubt. Trust in his word. And as you do so, the Lord will move on your behalf. I want you to know that this man that we are talking about, he can be anybody because his name was not even mentioned. But what I want you to know is that this man acknowledged Jesus as his Lord. You need to accept him as your Lord. This man went looking for Jesus. Jesus was not even the one seeking for him. He went looking for Jesus to find a solution to his problem. I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to seek for your solution at the right source. Because the only solution that you have is our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our victory. He is our banner. He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is our fortress. Look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And indeed, this Lord will move on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. He didn't go to a wrong source seeking for solution. Because the solution we have in life can only be found in Jesus Christ. So this man acknowledged Jesus as his Lord. He humbled himself before Jesus. You cannot go to him praying and at the same time you are full of pride. You need to remove that garment of pride. You need to go to him in an humble position. Humble yourself before him. Acknowledge your weaknesses. Acknowledge that you can't do anything besides him. It's when you acknowledge your weaknesses that he can move on your behalf. But when you go to him so much full of pride, thinking that you can do it when indeed you cannot do it, then you are not going to get a solution. I pray that the Lord will put upon you the garment of humility at all times in the name of Jesus. This man cried out to Jesus. He cried out, "I believe, but help my unbelief. Help my unbelief." He acknowledged his shortcomings. Acknowledge your shortcomings before the Lord, and indeed the Lord will help you. He will deliver you. He will deliver your family in the mighty name of Jesus. He did not trust in his own strength because he knew that by his strength, he cannot prevail. He has tried it several times, but nothing came out of it. And he knew that the only solution that he has to his problem is Jesus Christ. And he went to him and he found a solution. He wasn't looking for any alternative because there is no alternative to Jesus. He's the only one. He's the only way. He's the only one through which you can get solution. And as you seek him, calling unto his name, he will answer you. Because this God I'm talking about, he's not a prayer collector. When you call unto him, he answers. He answers prayers. Because in the first instance, he's the one that says, ask and you'll be given, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall open. And his words will not return void unto him without fulfilling that which he sent. I prophesy unto you this day that the promises of God concerning you that are yet to come into manifestation, indeed they will manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will give you a new song, a song of joy, a song of rejoicing in the mighty name of Jesus. He will perfect that which concerns you in the name of Jesus. Indeed, he will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you a clean slate. He's going to give you a completely new clean state. The Lord will take you to a new level, a new level, a new dimension. You begin to experience him in a way that you can never even imagine. By the reason of your testimony, those who do not know God will come to know him in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is your season. This is your season of greatness. This is your season of joy. This is your season of fruitfulness. This is your season of demonstration of the power of God in your life. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing I want you to know, brothers and sisters, is that you need to do the needful. And what is the needful? You need to spend quality time in the presence of this God. You need to spend quality time, read your scripture. Besides doing that, you need to also spend time sharing the good news, telling people about the goodness of God, telling them that which he has done for you. The more you do it, the more you begin to see God demonstrating his power in your life. In the name of Jesus, every one of us who have been born again, we have that responsibility. We have that duty to tell the world about the goodness of this God. And I pray that the Lord will give you the boldness to share the good news. Because wherever you are, that is your Jerusalem. You need to tell people about Jesus. Let them know that he's the ultimate, that there is no other God that can save. There is no other person that can redeem except this Jesus, that they need to give their lives to him. And as you go about telling people about the goodness of this God, it will begin to move on your behalf. Because you are doing the will of God, because you are doing his will, he will make a way for you. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. How do you delight yourself in him? By spending quality time with him. How do you delight yourself in him? By telling the world about his goodness. How do you delight yourself in him? By discipling people. How do you delight yourself in him? By sharing the good news. Brothers and sisters, you may say you are a born-again Christian. You have been going to church, but all you are just doing is just warming the seat. To be able to do the work of this God, you need to tell people about him. And I want to give you the opportunity for you to say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Forgive me. From henceforth, I will tell people about you. I will tell people how good, how wonderful you are. Have mercy. And if you are even listening to me, you have not even given your life at all. I'm giving you the opportunity today because this God is ready to move on your behalf. He's knocking your door. Open your door for him and say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. For everyone listening to me today, I say it is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will make way for you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.